and get prepared for worship. We have everybody take their seats.
Good morning, family and friends of Alamo United Methodist Church. That is Alamo, the place to be on Sunday mornings. And for those who found us on their radio at FM 96.9 San Antonio, we are located at 4071 North Foster Road. For anyone looking for a new church home or just one to visit, come and worship with us any Sunday morning at 10:30. Everyone is welcome. The opening scripture selected for this morning comes from Psalm 17, verses 1 through 7, and verse 15, taken from the New King James Version of our Bible. Listen for God's word in this reading. This is a prayer of David. Hear a just cause, O Lord. Attend to my cry. Give ear to my prayer, which is not from deceitful lips. Let my vindication come from your presence. Let your eyes look upon the things that are upright. You have tested my heart. You have visited me in the night. You have tried me and found nothing. I have purposed that my mouth shall not transgress. Concerning the works of men, by the word of your lips, I have kept away from the paths of the destroyer. Uphold my steps in your paths, that my footsteps may not slip. I have called upon you, for you will hear me, O God. Incline your ear to me, and hear my speech. Show your marvelous loving kindness by your right hand, O you who save those who trust in you, from those who rise up against them. As for me, I will see your face in righteousness. I shall be satisfied when I awake in your likeness. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Amen. Thank you.
Good morning. Good morning. We thank you so much for being with us this morning. We want to, as Gene said, welcome you to our service. We want to welcome the family and friends of Harrison Osborne as he prepares for his dedication and his baptism into the Lord. So may the Lord be with you and bless you and take care of you. Let us pray this morning. Heavenly Father, it's not for show or anything special this morning that we do. We come, Lord, as humbly as we know how. Lord, we come asking for your grace and your mercy. We come asking, Lord, for your peace upon this congregation, peace upon this city, our state, and even our nation, even this world. And Lord, we ask that you would be with us today as we worship you, and help us, Lord, to remember true worship that you like is those that worship you in spirit and truth. Open up our hearts and our minds, Lord, so that we may know. And Lord, we pray that you would bless this family and all the families that are represented here today. We give you all the praise and the glory. All things belong to you, Lord. In your name we pray. Amen. I call to worship this morning. If you look in your bulletin, if you would please stand. The call to worship is the song Sanctuary, and I believe that song is in your bulletin. Tom will lead us in that song.
We'll do it twice.
Standing. I don't want you to move around if you don't have to. Just turn around and just pass the peace to someone beside you or behind you. Amen. And same with you, brother. God bless you. Thank you. Don't move around too much now. There you go. Just give them a nice wave. That works too. Fine, huh? Okay. That would be fine. You got a big family. You got a big family. A good looking group, too. Is there any preachers in among them? Oh, that big old family, not one preacher. Could we get back to our seats? Please, can we get back to our seats?
Yeah. Birthdays and anniversaries. Good morning.
Good morning.
We got some birthdays this week. All right. So for today, we have a birthday for Hayden Rayborn. On the 9th, we have Selma Sheck and Annalie Morrison. And on the 10th, we have Harriet Williamson. All right. We got four people to sing happy birthday to.
Hold on, Dave.
Whoa.
Hold on. Okay. Hold on. Hold on. Could, Jan, could you go get Annie, please?
All right.
Huh? Nah. She can bring them if she wants. Actually, we just want her. Okay. Harriet, we're gonna sing happy birthday to you and There she comes. Gayla, could you do the birthday song for us?
Okay. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, God bless you. Happy birthday to you. And many more.
Amen. Annie is our nursery attendant. She takes care of the little ones for us, and we are so happy that she's here to do that for us.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you, hon. Thank you. Thank you.
All right. Do we have any announcements?
Yes.
We do. All right.
If you have ever thought about being able to get a new view, you know, from up here you can see everybody out there. You can see the ones that are talking, and you can see the ones that are paying attention. The reason I mention this, choir practice is going to start on Tuesday night. So we would love to have not only the former or the current choir members, but also anyone that is interested in joining Fellowship of the Choir, please join us on Tuesday night, 7:45. We would love to have you. Are there others?
I do.
Yep.
Please, don't forget, next Saturday, Vacation Bible School starts at 8:30. And when is it last till when, Peggy? 8:30 to 2:30. That's next Saturday. Pray for us and please come out and support the Bible school. Also, is there anyone here from the Kirby Senior Citizen Center? Okay. That person's not here. Okay. Moving on. Yes. What are you pointing at? Yes, let me amplify that so make sure everybody can hear that. We have a backpack and school things, supplies, not necessarily pencils and pens, but backpacks, book packs, baby wipes, and other things that we are supporting Candlewood Elementary School with. And there is a couple of boxes out here in the lobby out there that you may, if you want to, please contribute to that. Also, I was hoping to have someone from the Kirby Senior Citizen was going to come by and talk to us, but I don't know if she's here or not. So I'll make the announcement. Who? You're pointing at someone. Who? Oh, okay. Anyway, Tessie and I went by to talk with the Kirby Senior Citizen Center over here the other day, and we asked him, you know, how we could help each other. One of the things that we try to do here at this church, we want to be bridge builders. We don't want to run folks off. We want to bring people in. Amen? So, in saying that, we asked them what they could do or what we could do for them. And she has some great ideas, and I wish she was here. And one of the things that she's looking for is volunteers to help them run their food pantry. They're going to restart a food pantry, but they need folks to help them run it. So if you're interested, what's her name, Tessie? Kathy Gomez?
Yes.
go over to the Kirby Senior Citizen Center, or you can get a hold of me and just talk to us, and we can introduce you to her, and she'll be able to tell you what you might need to do, what you can do. Amen? I don't think I have anything else. That's it.
Do we have other announcements? Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
Yes.
Yeah. Thank you, Cheryl. Next Sunday after church, on your bulletin, for members, immediately after church, we're going to have a one-item church conference, or charge conference. And this is to discuss, to finalize the details on our roof repair for Building B. We have some money that requires church approval, and we need you to be here. Amen? I think that's it.
And since seeing no others, if you would please stand and join in our opening hymn, When Morning Gilds the Sky.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Dear Father, perfecter of our love, don't ever let us disregard you or your Holy Spirit, which you give us. Give us perfect love for our brothers and sisters in Christ. Let this teaching of yours fill our minds. Let this love among us grow more and more, every day and in every way. May we aspire to live quietly, to mind our own affairs, and to work with our hands or our minds, so that we may be dependent on no one and command the respect of those outside your family. May that respect lead them to listen, to heed, and also to become your children. In the name of Jesus, I ask. Amen.
Amen.
As we prepare for our tithes and offerings, let us go to God in prayer. Heavenly Father, we recognize that you are the source, and we seek here to follow the example of your Son and our Savior, Jesus the Christ. We ask, Lord, that you give us the heart to serve, the heart to look at others and see where we can be of service to you and to your children. We ask, Lord, that you open our hearts and our minds so that we may be the cheerful givers that you desire. These things we ask in the name of Jesus the Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
The reading for today is from 1 Thessalonians 4, verses 1 to 12, living to please God. As for other matters, brothers and sisters, we instructed you how to live in order to please God, as in fact you are living. Now we ask you and urge you in the Lord Jesus to do this more and more, for you know what instructions we gave you by the authority of the Lord Jesus. It is God's will that you should be sanctified, that you should avoid sexual immorality, that each of you should learn to control your own body in a way that is holy and honorable, not in a passionate lust like the pagans who do not know God, and that in this matter no one should wrong or take advantage of a brother or sister. The Lord will punish all those who commit such sins, as we told you and warned you before. For God did not call us to be impure, but to live a holy life. Therefore, anyone who rejects this instruction does not reject a human being, but God, the very God who gives you His Holy Spirit. Now, about your love for one another, we do not need to write to you, for you yourselves have been taught by God to love each other. And in fact, you do love all of God's family through Macedonia. Yet we urge you, brothers and sisters, to do so more and more and to make it your ambition to lead a quiet life. You should mind your own business and work with your hands, just as we told you, so that your daily life may win the respect of outsiders and so that you will not be dependent on anybody. And from Matthew 6, verse 33, but seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Amen. You may be seated.
Gala has done so much to bring great music to us, and she is great when one of us tries to sing up here, and she can even follow me when I sing, and that's no easy accomplishment. But we've asked Gala to deliver our special music this morning.
Amen.
Good morning, church.
Good morning.
Isn't God wonderful?
He's awesome.
Yes. Loving Father, I know that too often a lack of faith in your promises of provision have caused me to seek after things of this world by myself. I confess this is a lack of faith in you.
Yes.
From now on, may I seek your kingdom and righteousness first, knowing that you are my great provider.
Yes, Lord.
In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Let us go to God in prayer one more time. Heavenly Father, we come at this time seeking, but we come joyous in dedicating this young one, Harrison Osborne, to you. We ask, Lord, that you be with him, be with his family and those that nurture him. We ask, Lord, that when the message is delivered, that you make us attentive to the words that your Spirit has given to Pastor Ted. Give him strength and courage to deliver your word and make him your instrument. But further, Lord, make us your instruments also, so that we may take your word with us when we leave this place and deliver salvation to a hurting world. In Christ's name, amen.
Amen. Good morning. We want to welcome you this morning to the dedication and baptism of Bill Harrison Osborne. Amen? Amen. Now, before we do this, I would like for our very own dear member of our congregation, Sandy Bundy, if she would introduce Harrison to the congregation, and also if she would have her family and her the sponsor stand up as well. Okay. You okay? Put it up to your mouth.
Come this way. Come up here. Come up here to Nana.
Would you please stand?
And they're not all here either.
Amen.
Wish they were. Dedicate and baptize. Harrison James, 11.
Amen. God bless you. Thank you, Sandy. Thank you so much. Y'all may be seated. Thank you. Thank you. Now, will the parents please bring little Harrison? Please. Amen. 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 If we just kind of gather around the quad. Amen. Amen. Now, this first portion is for the parents and the sponsor and godparents. Amen. Amen. And you will respond with, I do, or I will, or we do. All right? On behalf of the whole church, I ask you, do you reject all that is evil, Repent of your sin and accept the freedom and power God gives you to resist evil, injustice, and oppression in whatever form they present themselves. I do. Okay. Do you confess Jesus Christ as your Savior, put your whole trust in His grace, and promise to serve Him as your Lord in union with the church, which Christ has opened to all people of all ages, nations, and races? Amen. Will you nurture little Harrison in Christ's holy church by your teaching and example, that they may be guided to accept God's grace for Himself, to profess His faith openly, and lead to a Christian life? I will. Amen. Do you, as Christ's body, now this is for the congregation, and you will respond with "We do" or "We will." Do you, as Christ's body, Alamo United Methodist Church, reaffirm both your rejection of sin and your commitment to Christ? Will you nurture this little one in Christian faith, Harrison, in Christian faith and life, and that who's now before you in your care, and surround him with a community of love and forgiveness? Amen. Let us pray. Eternal Father, your mighty acts of salvation have been made known through water and to the moving of your Spirit upon the water of creation, to the deliverance of your people through the flood and through the Red Sea. In the fullness of time, you sent Jesus, nurtured in the water of a womb, baptized by John and anointed by your Spirit. He called you, his disciples, to share in the baptism of his death and resurrection, and to make disciples of all nations. Pour out your Holy Spirit to bless the gifts of water, to bless the gifts of water and those who receive it, to wash away their sins and clothe them in righteousness throughout their lives, that dying and being raised with Christ, they may share in his final victory through the same Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Amen. Okay, Lou Harrison. Harrison, I baptize you in the name of the Father. I baptize you in the name of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let the church say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless you all. You may take your seat at this time. Amen. Okay. Members of the household of God, I commend Harrison to you to love and to care. Do all in your power to increase their faith, or to increase his faith, and to confirm his hope and perfect him in love. And the congregation will respond. In your bulletin, there is an insert. We will all respond together. You'll see it. It's in your bulletin. Amen. Let us all respond together. Surround this child with a community of love and forgiveness, that he may grow in his trust of God and be found faithful in his service to others. We will pray for him that he may be a true disciple who walks in the way that leads to life. Amen. Amen. God bless you. Thank you. Our sermon title this morning is Standing Firm in Righteousness. Standing Firm in Righteousness. This is the third part of our series on standing firm. And we're taking, our scripture comes from 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 this morning. And it's verses 1 through 12. Now, I want to just kind of give you a little background of what's going on here with the Thessalonian church. This is 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 1 through 12. This church that the Apostle Paul had preached to and had set up under the power of the Holy Spirit was undergoing some changes. They had many different cultures involved here in Thessalonica. It was a cosmopolitan city of Rome. So there was a lot of things that could go against God's church. But I got to tell you, folks, every time and all through history, there was a lot of things that could have prevented the gospel from being preached, but nothing could stop it. And as it is today, it will continue to be preached in spite of all the persecutions and issues that have come up against it. And the Apostle Paul, he opens it up by saying this in chapter 3. He says, "It is God's will that you should be sanctified." One of the things that the Lord wants us to do as we are journeying through this journey of faith, he wants us to live a righteous living, a life. Now, when you mention righteous living today, that kind of makes people kind of squinch their nose up and go, now what's he going to do? Is he going to tell me something I'm not supposed to do? Is he going to mean that I can't watch those TV shows anymore? Well, what is this business of righteous living? Righteous living is living that is pleasing to the Lord. It is that living that is exemplified in the Bible by other believers and the patriarchs and all the others that had come before us. They knew how to live before the Lord. And as we here at Alamo must do, we must be righteous in our living. And one of the first things that you're going to have to do, folks, and I got to come down, I'm going to have to come downstairs and tell you this, because I want to make sure you hear this, because I have a problem with it myself. One of the things that you're going to have to do is you're going to have to learn to listen. Amen? You're going to have to learn to listen. And now, if you're like me, I don't like to listen. When Tessie tells me something, I tend to want to turn off and do what I want to do. But if she bugs me long enough, then I'll stop doing what I'm doing, then I'll go ahead and do what I need, what she wants me to do. The Lord wants you to listen to his advice. Amen? Not just anybody's advice. When I was in the Navy, we used to have some folks, we called them jailhouse lawyers. Actually, we called them something else, but I can't say that in here. And these folks, they would always tell you, "Hey man, how can I get off this ship? What do I need to do?" You know, and they'd come up with a scheme, and some poor guy, he'd listen to him, and this one guy listened to this story. He says, "I tell you what, my friend, all you got to do, if you want to get off this ship and miss deployment, all you got to do is just stay in your rack. Don't get up. And when chief comes around to wake you up, you just lay there." Well, he tried that. He went to see the old man. The old man sent him over to Portsmouth Naval Hospital for evaluation. What this guy didn't realize that this is a Navy hospital and they're Navy doctors. So they're going to do what the Navy tells them to do. Anyway, to make a long story short, the captain brought him before him and I tell you what, I'm not going to let you off this ship. In fact, I'm going to reduce you in grade and I'm going to make you do your job until your time is over. So that advice didn't work. Be careful to the advice you listen to. Amen? If you want to live a godly life, listen to godly people. Amen? Even better, God's word lays out the map for godly living and tells you what to do. Tells you and shows you. The problem is, we don't like to be told what to do. Amen? This church at Thessalonica, one of the reasons why that they were able to go on and be the church and be filled with the Spirit and to keep going through all the persecution was that they listened to godly advice. They listened and they read the teachings of Paul's epistle and they were blessed. And I would submit to you that even though that was 2,000 years ago, it will still work today for Alamo United Methodist Church. Amen? Secondly, to walk in righteousness, you're going to have to do something. You're going to have to do some things that God wants you to do. And one of the things that he talks about is sexual immorality. He says, stay away from that. Stay away from it. Stay away from it. It says, it's God's will that you be sanctified. What does sanctified mean? Set apart for the Lord's service. That you should avoid sexual immorality. Now, I'm not going to stand up here and go through a whole litany of things of sexual, what sexual immorality is or is not. You grown folks, you know what it is just like I do. He says to avoid it. Avoid it. That's what you used to do. That's what you did as a pagan. Walk in the path of righteousness. Do the things that God wants you to do and avoid those bad things. When I was out in the world, I used to go to a club. And I'd go to this club and I'd always go in the dark. I'd go sit in the dark. You know why I sit in the dark? Because I didn't want anybody to see what I'm doing. I thought I was hid. I thought I was hiding from God. But I got to tell you this, folks. You may hide from me. You may hide from mom and daddy and grandpa and grandma, all your others. You may hide from your wife or your husband or your children. But you'll never be able to hide from Jesus. Amen? He sees all that you do. So be careful. Stay out of the dark and stay in the light. Walk in the path of righteousness. Read God's word. Have a prayer life. You know why we Christians are so weak today? It's not because we don't eat enough, that's for sure. We eat plenty. You know why we're so weak spiritually? Because we don't read our Bible. We don't read our Bible. We don't pray enough. Did you pray this morning? Did you pray this morning? You can answer that for yourself. When's the last time you got on your knees before the Lord and says, thank you, Lord. Thank you. I don't deserve it, but thank you. You know what, folks? The Lord is more willing to hear from us than we are to talk to him. And you know why that is? It's because he loves us very much. So remember this. Walk in righteousness. Listen to good advice. And thirdly, he's called you to love. He's called you to love. And who are you to love? Who are we to love, Christians? Anybody. Your neighbors. We love each other. If you say you love God, then you have to love your neighbor, right? The Bible tells us, how can you say that you love me when you won't even talk to your neighbor? Isn't that awesome? Isn't that just weird? We humans, we are a strange group, aren't we? But thanks be to God for his compassion and mercy that he loves us in spite of ourselves. I wonder sometimes, Lord, based on what I do and who I am and where I've been, how can you love me? How can you send your son to die for me? Ted Robinson, you know what the Bible tells me? He says, I love you. I love you very much. And I love you so much that I sent my own son to die for you. So whatever that you've got going in your life right now, whatever problems or issues that are bothering you, remember this. God loves you very much. And he is waiting, just waiting for you to say, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Here I am. Here I am. Please help me. Please help me. I'll submit to you. So remember those three things as we stand firm in righteousness. Standing firm in righteousness will help us stand firm in faith in this time of trouble, in this time of worldwide chaos, if you will, for the lack of a better word. And lastly, I want to say this. Paul give some very practical advice, and we would do well to understand it. He tells us to work for a living. Work for a living. You know, don't be lazy. You see, the reason why Paul had to write this, there was a bunch of people in the Thessalonican church who believed that Jesus was coming pretty soon. So they said, well, hey, you know, he's coming. Why do I have to work? You know, so they stopped working. And Paul writes to tell them, says, hey, you need to work for a living. Amen. Why do you have to work for a living? Why do you go to work? And why do we do those things? We do them because we want to make a living. We do them because we want to be respected. And we do them because we know that's what God wants us to do. And one other practical advice he gives us, he says, make it your ambition to lead a quiet life. Isn't that something? How many of us want to lead a quiet life, or we want to be the talk of the neighborhood, you know? We want to be the person. Paul tells them to make it your ambition, your cause. Lead a quiet life, you know. And this is the one that always gets me. He said, you should mind your own business and work with your hands, just as we told you. Mind your own business. What does that mean? What does that mean, mind your own business? Hey, you stay out of my backyard, you know. You know, I got to stay out of your backyard. I can't tell you nothing because my backyard is all messed up. You know, I can't tell you anything because I'm just as bad as you are. I can't tell you not to smoke because I smoke, you know. So, mind your own business. Do what the Lord wants you to do. And he says you won't have to be dependent on anybody. One more thing about working. When you go to work, the Bible tells us we ought to work like we're working for God. Now, when you do that, my friends, when I was a custodian at Justin High School, I should have the best looking area in the school. Because you want your place, you want whatever you're doing to be the very best. And this is what the Lord wants for you. And finally, as I close this morning, when it all gets down to it, folks, as preachers like to say, when the rubber meets the road, Matthew 6:33. Ed, could you put that up there for me, please? You had it up there before just a minute ago. 6:33. Matthew 6:33. When it all gets down to it, and you're out there worrying, and you're out there trying to do this, and you're trying to do that, and you're worried about that. Lord, how am I going to make this? How am I going to, oh my goodness, what am I going to do? The kids, you know, my family, I don't know what to do. But this is what Jesus told his disciples. And this is what I'm telling you this morning, and he's telling us. He says, seek first. Seek first. If you're looking, look to Jesus first. Amen. When you have a problem, the first person you ought to go to is Jesus. When you're not feeling good, the first person you ought to go to is Jesus. You know, but of course we put it all out on Facebook. We do this and we do that, and we forget all about Jesus until it gets to the point where nobody can help us but Jesus. Then we take it to Jesus. But I would submit to you this morning, take it to him first. And the rest of that is, seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. The folks back then were worried about what they could eat. What are they going to wear? You know, where are we going to stay? And this is what the Lord told them. And this is what he's telling us. Folks, learn to stand firm in righteousness. Learn to stand firm in your faith, stand firm in your suffering, and know this, Jesus is coming. He's coming back. Oh my goodness, you may think he's not, and you may not know when, but I can tell you this, he is coming. He's coming back, and he's coming like a thief in the night. And what does that mean? You won't be able to put the magazines off your living room table. You won't have time to clean that house up. You won't have time to go through and delete all those files and things you've been doing that you know is not right. It'll be too late for all of that. So I would tell you this morning, stand firm in righteousness. Seek the Lord. Seek Him for everything. And I guarantee you this, you will not be disappointed. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for each one gathered here today. And we ask, Lord, that you would bless these folks. And those this morning, Lord, that may have some things in their hearts and things in their lives that they don't understand. We pray, Lord, that this would be the time that during the invitation, when the altar is open, they will give it all to you, Lord. And they can walk humbly and they can walk confidently with you. Thank you, Father. And enable us, Lord, enable us to pursue the call of righteousness. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. As we prepare for the invitation this morning, the altar is open for anyone who wishes to come. And you're not coming to me. You're not coming to the church. You're coming to Jesus. You want to get some things off your chest, so to speak. There's some things that's bothering you. You've been walking in places where you know you shouldn't have been walking. You've been doing things that you know that you shouldn't have done. Oh, I tell you right now, folks, now is the time to get it right. Amen? I used to say when I'd sit in the back there and try to get out that door before when this time came, I'll do it tomorrow. Well, guess what, folks? Tomorrow's not promised to any of us. So I would invite you this morning to come to the altar. Come to the altar and give it all to Jesus. The altar is open for all who wishes to come.
Please stand and join in our hymn of invitation, Shall We Gather at the River? Shall we gather at the river where bright angel feet have trod, with its crystal tide forever flowing to the throne of God? Yes, we'll gather at the river, the beautiful river. Gather with the saints at the river that flows by the throne of God. On the margin of the river, washing us in silver spray, we will walk and worship ever, all the earth be glad and gay. Yes, we'll gather at the saints at the river that flows by the throne of God. Ere we reach the shining river, lay we every burden down. Grace our spirit will deliver and provide a robe and crown. Yes, we'll gather at the river,
seated. Remember that Jesus loved you very much, cares for you deeply. And remember this, dear one, He's not through with you yet. I know He's working on some hearts in you. But you know what, folks? The Lord will take care of that. And I pray that He will not give you any peace till you get it right with Him. Amen? God bless you this morning. We love you very much. Amen. For our Holy Communion this morning. The invitation. Christ our Lord invites to his table all who love him, who earnestly repent of their sin and seek to live in peace with one another. Therefore, let us confess our sin before God and one another. Merciful God, we confess and love you with our whole heart. We have failed to be an obedient church. We have not done your will. We have broken your law. We have rebelled against your love. We have not loved neighbors, and we have not heard the cry of our need. Forgive us, we pray. Free us for joyful obedience through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. At this time, would you please make your personal confession to the Lord in silence this morning. Hear the good news. Christ died for us while we were yet sinners, and that proves God's love toward us. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven.
In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven.
Glory to God. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is right and a good and joyful thing, always and everywhere, to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. And so, with your people on earth and all the company of heaven, we praise your name and enjoin their unending hymn.
Holy, 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 holy Lord, God of power and might,
heaven and earth are full of your glory.
Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest.
Holy are you, and blessed is your Son, Jesus Christ. By the baptism of his suffering, death, and resurrection, you gave birth to your church, delivered us from slavery to sin and death, and made with us a new covenant by water and the Spirit.
On the night in which he gave himself up for us, he took bread. He broke the bread and he gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And when the supper was over, he took the cup, he gave it to his disciples and said, "Drink from this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, poured out for you and for many, for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." And so, in remembrance of these, your mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving as a holy and living sacrifice in union with Christ's offering for us as we proclaim the mystery of faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. And Christ will come again. Pour out your Holy Spirit on us gathered here and on these gifts of bread and wine. Make them be for us the body and blood of Christ, that we may be for the world the body of Christ, redeemed by his blood, that we may, by your Spirit, make us one with Christ, one with each other, one in ministry to all the world, until Christ comes in final victory and we feast at his heavenly banquet. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit in your holy church, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. Amen. And now, with the confidence of children of God, let us pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day daily bread, and forgive us our debt. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Amen. Communion stewards, would you please come forward? Okay. Two down there. Back row and the back row only. Would you please come forward to the rail? Back row only. Please do not take the elements until we all take it together. We'll take it all together at the rail. This is his body that was broken for you on the cross. Take and eat. Amen. And this is his blood that was shed for you and for the world for the remission of sins. Take and drink. Amen. 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 We have been obedient to the Lord's asking. Now you may go in peace. May the Lord bless you. Next row, would you please come to the rail? Next row, from the back, please come to the rail. Also, I wouldn't ask that. Amen. Amen. Have some more folks on this side, if you please, up here. This is his body that was broken for you on the cross. Take and eat. And this is his blood that was shed for you and for the world for the remission of sin. Take and drink. Amen. In obedience to the Lord's command, God bless you. God take care of you. Amen. You may go back to your seat. Exiles, please come forward to the rail. Amen. Body that was broken for you on the cross. Take and eat. And this is his blood that was shed for you and for the world for the remission of sins. Take and drink. Amen. May the Lord bless you and keep you. You have been obedient to the Lord's commands. You may go to your seats. Amen. That was broken for you on the cross. Take and eat. Amen. And this is his blood that was shed for you and the world for the remission of sins. Take and drink. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. You've been obedient to the Lord's command. Now go in peace. Amen. church say amen. Amen. We thank the Lord for his goodness and mercy. It is because of his death and burial and resurrection that we are able to celebrate this. And he said to do this as often as we can. As often as you can in remembrance of what he did for us. And before we go to John, Gayla, would you play us one tune, please? Soon and very soon, we're going to see the King.
Hallelujah.
Soon and very soon, we are going to see the King. Hallelujah, hallelujah, we're going to see the King.
Thank you.
Let's continue to keep all of our homebound members in our thoughts and prayers. And the bulletin lists all of our homebound. So also lift up in spirits all of our members and family, the family of members that are suffering with various illnesses. You know, Lord, hear our prayers.
Amen.
Continue to lift up all of our members that are dealing with other issues. Lift up Tessie taking care of Esther, and a happy birthday yesterday to Miss Esther Goins. And I got a prayer request from Karen. Her and Doug are, but she wanted me to says, good morning, John. Since we usually chat, I'd like to let you know Doug and I will not be at church today. I'm having a bit of vertigo. Doug needed blood and platelets last Wednesday and possibly again this week. The chemo is affecting him, and he's really weak and tired. So she's asking prayers for her and Karen. Doug, also asking prayers for all of the members of our congregation. So,
amen.
Lord, hear our prayers for Karen and Doug. Now, go out and enjoy this beautiful, warm, sunny Sunday. Go play in the rain. Enjoy the 105-degree weather. And praise the Lord and give him thanks. As Pastor said, thank him often, daily and often. So God be with all of us and have a beautiful, wonderful, safe, and joyous week. Amen.
And because the Lord's Prayer has already been used in the service and we don't repeat, I have selected probably the most well-known Psalm of David to be used as our benediction. Please join me as you wish. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen.
Please stand and join in our closing hymn, Swing Low, Sweet Chariot.
Swing low, sweet chariot, come and go to carry me home. Swing low.
Joyful hearts, with the word emblazoned in our hearts, take his word to the world.